A new day is coming. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Kuka Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. I'm your old friend. In our today's program, we are going to talk about everyday health hazard number 4.今天的可可 Radio， 我们一起来讨论一下危害人类身体健康的生活习惯。Number 4， 第四个坏习惯是什么呢？在往期的可可 Radio 节目当中呢，我们有讨论过了有害身体健康的生活习惯，比如说撒谎啊，或者说在办公桌上吃饭啊，又或者说家务活啊等等。今天的可可 Radio， 我们一起来讨论一下第四个有害身体健康的生活习惯 ，using cash machines， 使用自动提款机。可能很多人都会觉得非常奇怪，使用提款机也会危害人类的身体健康吗？到底是怎么回事呢？我们一起来听听接下来的节目吧。Withdrawing money from ATM machines is a common habit for most of us. However, cleanliness tests in Britain have revealed that cash machines are just as dirty as public toilets, and many of us are failing to wash our hands after using them. Experts assess swabs from the keypad.On cash machines and also from nearby public toilets, and find that they both contain the same types of bacteria known to cause sickness. To look after your health, use an antibacterial hand gel once you have made your withdrawal and after handling money.
从自动提款机提取现金呢，是大多数人的日常生活习惯。但是呢，一项来自英国的洁净测试显示呢，提款机和公厕一样脏，而且呢，大多数人在使用提款机之后呢，通常都不会洗手。当然呢，大家可以自问一下，你们到底会不会在用完提款机之后洗手呢？专家们在自动提款机的键盘和附近的公厕提取了样品，发现两者均含有同样的致病菌。所以呢，为了您的健康，请在提款或者处理钱款之后呢，使用抗菌洗手液清洗手。
Okay, that's all about our today's Kuka Radio.
以上就是今天的节目，玉琪想要跟大家一起来讨论的有害人类身体健康的危害四，使用提款机。如果说没有听今天这期节目的话，可能很多人都不知道，原来呢，使用提款机也会危害人类的健康。所以希望听完这期节目之后呢，大家在使用提款机或者呢处理完钱之后，记得要清洗一下你们的小手。Okay, see you next time. Bye bye.